Channel Team Traffic, over again to KSL's Traffic Center, and here's Ricky Meese.
15 to 20 minutes is your KSL travel time, southbound I-15 from downtown to the south interchange. Your delays are going to start prior to the I-80-201 interchange and continue to Sandy, northbound I-15, stacked up and slow, Draper to Midvale, and they pick up again in South Salt Lake, westbound on the 21st South Freeway, some slowing approaching I-215's West Belt, and again after Bangor Highway, and then on the east side of the valley, some eastbound heavy and slow traffic on I-80 from 7th East over to Foothill. Lynn Thomas?
I'm making a move in West Valley. Bangor Highway is still a tight ride all the way from California down to about 3500 South in either direction, and 5600 West, you've got slow driving from California down to 3500 South. As you make your way to the point of the mountain, you're going to see the brake lights pop up about the top there, right about the quarry. As you go on all the way down to about Main Street in Lehigh, we've got an accident 2100 North on the right side involving five cars, and another one, SR-92, right there at the point. Both on the right side causing slow driving, so you're going to want to add another 5 to 10 minutes to your drive to try to get to Provo. Mark?
Yeah, KSL travel time now up ticking to 19 minutes. Northbound I-15 at Salt Lake City to Farmington, and that is because we have some delays. About 6 north up to the north interchange as usual, then in Davis County. It is really tightening between Parish Lane and up to Layton Hills Mall, and Highway 89 is getting even slower right now. Northbound up into Fruit Heights with the overflow delays. Any project is easier. If you have the right tools, get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.